Reader's Question Box Number 80, Why Is There a Need for Forgiveness? By Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Question. In the book The Purposes of God by A.P. Adams, he wrote, God is responsible for all things as they exist. He also writes that God is the cause of all things, which I believe. The above said, my question is, why does man need to be forgiven if God is responsible and the cause of all things? Why did Paul say to forgive one another even as Christ has forgiven us if God is responsible and the cause of all things? It seems to me that God is responsible and the cause of all things, sin being one of those things. I'm just having a hard time reconciling God's responsibility for all things and the cause of all things, yet man is 100% guilty and needed to be forgiven. GB answer. I am especially thankful for your insight on the theme of forgiveness. A.P. Adams was indeed correct that God is responsible for all things as they exist. I am also thankful that you have laid hold of this grand truth of God's sovereignty. So, to answer your enlightened question, no, man does not need to be forgiven, since clearly God is responsible and the cause of all things. I learned to lay aside religion's forgiveness soon after I began to leave religion itself. Actually, Paul did not, in fact, teach forgiveness at all. The appearance of forgive, forgiving, and forgiveness in his epistles are simply the mistranslations of man. The Greek word aphesis, often translated forgiveness, is more properly freedom from. It is a compound word, from letting. In whom we have deliverance through his blood, the freedom from sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. In the primitive view of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament until Paul reveals the fullness of the grand truth of justification, forgiveness was a merciful ruse awaiting the advanced revelation of Paul. Instead of forgiveness, Paul taught that sin is justified, and thus we are justified from sin. All sin will be justified by God himself in his absolute sovereignty when he reveals in detail his wisdom of placing sin in his story of creation. It is God alone who is responsible for all. One day, in the resurrection, God will justify just how all sin was actually perfect and necessary, so that in the absolute sense we will see how there never was any sin or evil, since what God has written for all of our lives was perfect, perfect imperfection, and that all sin and evil were but a divine illusion to bring about a contrast so that our Father could be truly known in the fullness of his absolute wisdom and love. Ultimate freedom from sin is far more than the traditional forgiveness or pardon. These are rooted in guilt. The followers of religion seek to obtain forgiveness through some means, concerted effort, confessions, prayers, penance, resolutions, etc. What Paul taught went well beyond forgiveness. The revelation given to him involved justification, which instead of being rooted in guilt, is rooted in righteousness.